Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
It's happening, everybody. Afternoon edition here of Fantasy NBA Today. This is the one where we go through the schedule and we make it quick. No fuss, no muss, no coconuts. That's not right. That's not right. There's your schedule grid, everybody. Again, those of you that are watching, you guys are seeing the streaming chart available on sportsethos.com. That's to NBA Fantasy Pass subscribers. I am Dan Basperis. This is, again, your special two-a-day of Fantasy NBA Today. We will not have time to do one of these tomorrow. I'll be out of the house in the afternoon, so we'll have to just take care of it over on social media, where I can be found at Dan Basperis. Going to do one of these in as many days as humanly possible. They will be hit or miss on the weekends. This weekend's going to be pretty tough. I have play-by-play stuff going on, so again, we'll try to do it on social media with those. But again, during the week, as many days as I can. 4 or 5 days a week is the goal right now. If we can get higher than that, even better. If you've been watching, you should have a pretty good idea of where we stand right now. It's Thursday, and you've probably used, I would guess, about 2 of your 4 weekly moves in Yahoo Leagues, and that's a pretty good spot to be in. If you've used only 0 or 1, great. And if you've used 3 or 4, you're going to be in a little bit of a bind. But that's okay. We're going to go through this no matter what. We got no, you know, shouldn't be a problem. Here's what we're starting with. We're going to start with the worst schedules coming up because I think we can kind of work backwards from that. The worst schedules coming up belong to, and it's like, I'm trying to decide if I want to do the worst first or like work up to it. Let's work up to it. The third worst schedules, which in this particular case belong to teams that have 3 games over 8 days, are the Atlanta Hawks, the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Orlando Magic. It is worth noting that all 3 of those teams have 2 games the rest of this week. You can see Hawks go tomorrow and Sunday. The Pelicans go tomorrow and Sunday. The Orlando Magic go tomorrow and Sunday. But all 3 of those teams, brutal, brutal start to next week. 1 game over the first 4 days next week. And I think for all of them, is it Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday for all 3. So bad schedules there, but again, worse looking ahead because 2 games the rest of this week, everybody in the entire NBA, with the exception of 1 team, plays 2 games or 3 games the rest of this week. So you could hold on to those teams I just mentioned. The only problem, of course, is then you'd be using a move on Monday, where then you're using up a move for next week. And instead, if you wanted to, you could get off of one of those players this week and kind of conserve one. The question, of course, is what is the downgrade in the player you're streaming? So like the Hawks, for instance, let's say you were streaming Bruno Fernando, getting out of our minds and you were streaming Bruno Fernando. Could you drop him for someone who has a good schedule the rest of this week that also rolls into a good schedule next week? Yeah, because the drop-off wouldn't be all that severe. But let's say you were streaming, like, Atlanta Hawks. Let's say Sadiq Bey was the worst Atlanta Hawk on your roster. You probably want to get the 2 games out of Bey before you pivot to somebody who's, you know, a top 150, 160 kind of guy who has a better schedule to start next week. And we'll get to those guys in a minute. Second worst schedule the rest of this week, the rest of coming up, which makes all the sense in the world, belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers, who have 3 games over 9 days. That is, as you guys can calculate, 1 day worse than the above. 3 games over 8 days is 37.5% of days with games. 3 games over 9 is 33.3% of days with games. Lakers, like the other teams, have games Friday and Sunday the rest of this week. Kind of tough ones, mind you. And then they play in Sacramento on Wednesday of next week. They're off for 2 days on either side of that. Lakers have a really bad schedule. It's a 2-game week next week, and they roll into a 3-gamer, but it's backloaded. So yes, the Lakers' schedule is really terrible right now, and it gets worse before it gets better. The Lakers, after their game against Minnesota on Sunday, have 3 games over 11 days. Yikes. And 4 games over 13, which is actually a tiny bit better, but still pretty awful. There are not that many fringy Lakers. Rui Hachimura would probably be the only one that's on teams right now. Nobody else is really playing enough to warrant any kind of look. So what you could do, again, is if you wanted to punt on Rui now, you could use a move this week if you have a couple extra saved up, for instance, and then you wouldn't have to get off of the Laker starting next week. And finally, the worst schedule coming up here, and it's really not all that close at this moment. And again, the Lakers gets worse than this team, but right now, the Utah Jazz, 2 games over the next 8 days, 25% of days with games are off today and tomorrow. They play on Saturday. They play on Tuesday of next week, and then they don't play again until Friday of next week. But the caveat with Utah is their schedule goes from the worst in the league to the best overnight. Starting on Friday of next week, Utah has a 5-game and 7-day stretch coming up. So that's a team where you want to try to abandon ship today, but make sure that you can get back in on them a week from tomorrow. So it's an 8-day marriage break, taking a break. You're sending your spouse to go stay in a motel for 8 days, and then they're coming back home. That's the Utah Jazz right now. But what do you do? Okay, let's look at the flip side here, because Utah, there's a lot of streamer area guys on that team, and some of them got hurt recently, but other ones are still upright. What do you do? And how good does a Jazz player have to be to avoid being dropped? A lot of times you get to a 2-game week and people are like, who am I dropping? But no one ever looks at it from this perspective. This is a 2-game week, but worse by a day. This is a 2-game over 8-day stretch. It's one of the worst scheduling quirks you'll find in the NBA for any team ever, and we're in it today for Utah. There's basically no one in the NBA outside of like the top 25 who's good enough to hold when they're playing 1 game out of every 4 days and you're in your playoffs. Now, I get it. You want to try to hold on to Colin Sexton. You want to try to hold on to John Collins. You'd love to hold on to Lauri Markkanen should he come back. Now, he is a top 25 guy. But someone like a Jordan Clarkson, someone like a Keontae George, any fringy player on this team pretty much has to get dropped. Sad truth. Unless you've wrapped up this week, because then you're looking at next week, you're like, well, it's a 3-game week. It's just sort of kind of crummy, and they pivot into a better one. That's the only way. If you're in any kind of battle this week, you have to get off of the Utah Jazz. Now, the good schedules this week, the ones that you should then pivot to, if you're trying to abandon ship on these guys, the best schedule, and forget working our way up the board, the best schedule over the remainder of this week belongs to the Miami Heat and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Those teams both are, they play 3 games over 4 days, including a back-to-back today and tomorrow. So not only do you get 3 games in 4 days, but you get the opportunity to crash out of it after 2 days if you wanted to. So you get the 3 and 4, and you get flexibility. Guys on those teams that potentially could make sense, we will get to those in just a moment. Second best schedule the rest of this week is the Brooklyn Nets. Remember, they're on the back end of a 5-7. But their back-to-back is over the weekend. So if you pick them up today, well, you should have picked them up a few days ago because it's Brooklyn and they're in the middle of a very good scheduling run. But let's say somebody didn't pick up a Brooklyn Net, and like, what if Lonnie Walker's out? Then maybe you get a Dennis Smith Jr., a little mini surge here. So there's weird little, you know, needle threading that you could have to do to get there. You have to hold through Sunday. You don't have the opportunity to abandon ship because they play on that last day, and the back-to-back is the last 2 days. So you're basically stuck through the rest of the week, which, again, not a huge difference, but notable. And then I wanted to shout out the 2 teams that have kind of a third-best schedule. They only play 2 times the rest of this week, but they start next week with a back-to-back. That's San Antonio and Boston. Those 2 teams have 2 games the rest of this week, and then they play Monday, Tuesday of next week. So that's, again, like if you have Utah, you could add 1 game for this week. But over that same span, you want to think about how long you're holding a player when you make that switch. You go from 2 games over 8 days to 4 games over 8 days with San Antonio. And for Boston, is that also four or is that five? They actually have five games over 8 days, the Boston Celtics do. So, you know, if that's the team you were moving to off of Utah, you're still getting a three-game bump over an eight-day span. That's pretty significant, by the way. And you start next week with a flourish. So that's the move you would look at if you're weak. If your battle this week, if you feel more confident about it, like you don't think it's maybe coming down right to the wire, Boston doesn't have that many grid streamers, but they would have the best schedule when you combine the end of this week and the beginning of next week. Not each side individually, but sort of all together. That's the way that it makes sense. Okay, so now you guys have seen, and I didn't scan the schedule all that much, but here, let me do just like a stroll, slow scroll through this calendar so you guys can see what's coming up. That's what you're looking at. Portland, we've talked about them. They've got a really good schedule coming up tomorrow. They start a 5-game and 7-day stretch. Then there's the Clippers, actually on Saturday. That's a great team to move into if you're going to use a move on Saturday of this week. That's kind of the end of the majestic teams for this week. Charlotte's not bad either. If you can't get Portland tomorrow, they've got 6 games over 9 days starting tomorrow. These are things that we would have talked about on tomorrow's schedule show if there was one. But again, we'll talk about those over on social media. And then, as we mentioned, Utah, they go into a great schedule towards the end of next week. A lot of teams have kind of middling schedules throughout next week. Streaming is a little bit tougher than this one. But Boston, their schedule is great starting like kind of now, but basically Monday of next week, they go into a stretch where they play 9 games over 13 days. So that's eight games over 13 days. So that's a pretty good run for them if you wanted to hold a Celtic for 2 weeks. Next thing is I want to quickly show you guys the players that you can stream for this week if you so choose. These are the players that have a lot of volume right now. There are two things I wanted to look at. Yeah, there's two things I wanted to look at here real fast. First is the volume players, and the other one is the injury replacement players. So let's do one and then the other. Here's the volume players as we throw them up on the screen, but I'll read them to you. So if you're looking at Miami, the volume guys you might want to look at there would be Caleb Martin and Jaime Jaquez Jr. If you're looking at Minnesota, we already talked on our morning show about how important Naz Reid is right now with Karl-Anthony Towns out, but you could also add Kyle Anderson and even Nickeil Alexander-Walker to that mix. Brooklyn, Lonnie Walker, if he plays. If he doesn't, you go Dennis Smith Jr. Frankly, Dennis Smith might be playable even if Walker is in. You know, you get 23, 24, 25 minutes. 3 games, you're hoping you can get between 70 and 80 minutes out of Dennis Smith over the rest of this week. And then obviously Dorian Finney-Smith, who's on rosters right now because Brooklyn's schedule has been so good up to this point. There's just no way that he's still floating around on waiver wires. And the other thing I wanted to touch on quickly here before we wrap up our super-duper ultra-fast episode in the afternoon, the injury replacement board, which is, you know, this could change as we continue to get more information. In fact, let's see, even over the last couple of minutes or last hour, Tyrese Maxey got ruled out for tomorrow. Benedict Mathurin's been ruled out for a week. Trey Mann on Charlotte is questionable, so that would make things super interesting. We've talked about Vasilije Micić, but that's for tomorrow. So nothing else today, but you never know. Over the next hour and a half, we might get some more information, and then this board would change. But the injury replacement board, Naz Reid, great injury replacement long-term. Dennis Schroeder, great injury replacement. Kelly Olynyk and Gary Trent, great injury replacement. Frankly, Dorian Finney-Smith, who we just talked about. And then Duncan Robinson, who also belongs on the last board we talked about, the volume board for Miami. But I'm also assuming that Robinson and Naz Reid, basically, I'm assuming those guys are now are picked up by the time this show is airing. So you get into, over on the volume side, you throw in guys like Slow-Mo, for instance, and Jaquez and Caleb Martin that, in my eyes, maybe are not the best, you know, games cap kind of plays, which is basically what this injury replacement board is meant to signify. And that is just under the wire. I'm trying to do these in 15 minutes or less. Good luck, everybody. Keep streaming. Let's keep winning. And we'll, again, do most of this discussion over on social media tomorrow. So make sure you're following at Dan Vesperus. This is Fantasy NBA Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. We have our big week in review show coming tomorrow morning. Those are always a blast-a-roo. very fast check to see if anybody's got any streaming questions in the chat room. Trey Jones or Jeremy Sochan to start next week in a points league. Sochan, if you're looking at the Spurs side. Oh, and you know, I didn't mention the possible volume guys if you were looking towards next week. That's what I forgot to do. So Boston really doesn't have anybody, which is a shame. San Antonio does, though. Malachi Branham's been doing more lately. Wemby's out, so Zach Collins could potentially be a thing. So there are a couple of kind of sneaky options on the Spurs if you're trying to front load next week. All right, I'm cooked. My voice needs a break. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the Week in Review. Like, rate, subscribe. Hugs and kisses.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.